cliffcentral.com.
So let's welcome Philip. Philip Kutzer is the owner and dealer principal at DeWitt Motors. Now, let me tell you about this, because otherwise you're going to wonder why the hell we're talking to him. First of all, DeWitt Motors is in Ermelo. You know where that is, Pumi?
Yeah.
Mpumalanga. So Philip got hold of me because he listens to the show, and he was sick to death of hearing me talk about how I hate my car. You know, I've been moaning about my car for, what, 3 years now?
Yes. Morning, all. Yeah. Thank you.
Morning, Philip. So you got tired of this. You decided to get in contact with me, which you did, just to shut me up, basically.
Well, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I think you are overall a well-informed human being, but my personal view is that you're not a petrolhead, so...
No.
I thought, well, let's just show you what's out there and what's available, and maybe, give you a good ride and see what you think about it. Yeah.
So, Philip, someone just sent me a message about Peter. So, Philip, you said to me when we first met the other day, and it was during lockdown, and you guys have been doing some business. I mean, we've got George Meany on every week, and he tells us how people are still interested in buying, selling cars during the lockdown. And you guys run a really impressive dealership out in Ermelo, and you do have clients in Pretoria and Johannesburg, for example. You have clients all over. Some of these people have been clients of yours for years, right? And you sell mostly Mercedes-Benz cars, but you sell a bunch of others too. You've got Hyundai in there. And I mean, just give me the background of like the dealership, and also what life is like in Ermelo and how you got involved.
Sure. Yeah, well, I mean, so it's a family business. DeWitt Motors, yeah, that's from my mom's side. Her maiden name is DeWitt, so it was started by my grandfather and grandmother, and and it was my dad and uncle, and today it's me and my brother. So we're basically the third generation, and Ermelo is a little bit out there in the sticks, but I think from an affordability point of view, rental, so forth, and the logistical point where the town is great for business. So, yeah.
And you do spend a lot of time in the car, because you're driving around a lot, and you find yourself often in Gauteng and in Nelspruit and all over the rest of the country. So you spend a lot of time behind the wheel of a car. And I mean, it's your family business, so you would know a lot about this. So tell me a bit about your own life and kind of how you, because if you don't, I mean, it's fortunate you do love cars and you know a huge amount about them, and you've already spent some time telling me about cars, because I know nothing. But it would have been a real problem if you'd grown up and you hated cars, right? You wouldn't have known.
Yes.
I mean, that would have been nasty. That would have been like if Sia, for example, you know, he grew up and he didn't know how fabulous, fashion and celebrity and,
of course,
Oprah Winfrey were. That would be a
and muffin naturally.
Yes. No, that would have been a deal breaker. Yeah, yeah. So I'm very fortunate that that was the case. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So tell me a little bit about what you want to do here, because you came to me and you said, "Look, let me take this car off your hands, and you'll sell it, because you got a dealership, so you would know more about that than me." And you're going to give me a car to drive, and then we're going to talk about that car. So for this week, for example, I'm going to be driving a very, very impressive car. Do you want to tell everybody what it is, and then I'll describe what my experience has been, and we'll get into this so that everybody can learn along the way with me. It's not just me. And maybe we come out of this a little smarter, because a lot of us are thinking about changing the way that we drive around, what we drive around, where we go, all that kind of thing since lockdown. So it's time to reevaluate.
Wonderful. Okay. So Gareth, at the moment you're driving a GLC 300 diesel coupe facelift. Okay. Just commenting on the facelift side, I mean, it's almost that Sia alluded to earlier on the conversation. I mean, you spend your money and you don't people to take it back, spin on the facelift. So that's
listen, I'm
wow.
A facelift might not be such a bad idea at my age.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So this is a diesel car, which is a good thing you mentioned it now, because I have to go and fill it up today. So thank God you said that, or I would have put in the wrong fuel. but this GLC, I mean, it's a really beautiful vehicle compared to to a lot of the cars that I've been in. Technologically, these things are so impressive on the inside. I mean, I've got my phone, and I plug my phone in, Pumi, and it's got this thing called Apple CarPlay, which takes over. And it's got this screen, which is... It's not one of those screens. You get those touch screens like I had in my old car, which you have to press hard, and you worry you're going to break the screen. This thing is as responsive as my phone, and it communicates with my phone. And the best thing is I've got Siri. I can talk to Siri, and then Siri does things. But I can go, hey, Mercedes, and the car actually listens to me just like Siri and does things.
Exactly, ooh, yeah.
That's like...
Yeah, the MBUX is the new system that's basically on the tech side of the vehicle, which looks after what you just mentioned, like your Mercedes, hey Mercedes, and also Apple CarPlay. It's also compatible with Android phones. So yes, I mean, as soon as you plug in your phone, your car becomes your phone.
It's phenomenal.
So you can do Waze, you can do Google Maps, and basically everything.
I was thinking about how technologically advanced cars that they're making right now are compared to the most expensive car on the market 5 to 10 years ago. You know, you would have paid maybe four times the price for a car now that is so advanced. I mean, this is a hell of a vehicle you've given me now, but even cheaper versions of the same technology exist in some of the other models.
Absolutely.
And it's just amazing. Like it monitors the tire pressure, Pumi. It tells you when you're close to other things. It can even park itself.
Listen here, that GLC is... So what you don't know about when I went to buy a new car is I looked at, or because I wanted an SUV type car. Mm-hmm. And the GLC was one of the cars that I looked at because it does compare with the Q3 and it compares with the X3, right? It's mm-hmm. in that same range. Oh, but what a thing. Mercedes-Benz, guys. Mercedes-Benz is actually the luxury of luxuries, I think. It's when I think about cars and I think about luxury living in a car, luxury mm-hmm. that you can afford, yeah, man, the GLC is the thing. And it's the entry. If you want an SUV, it's where you start. You know, if you can afford it, that's where you start. And then you go up from there. You go to the GLE eventually.
Is that right?
Eventually,
is Pumi making sense to you? Phil, you're busy shaking your head in the right direction there. You're agreeing with Pumi. Or
No.
I wouldn't know if she was talking nonsense, you see.
No. Pumi just became a new brand ambassador for us. So, yeah, welcome. Welcome, Pumi. Thank you. Yeah.
By the end of this call, Phil's going to be giving Pumi and I a car for a week. So, all right. So what we'll do is we'll talk about this car this week, and we'll just give people some insights into it. Who is the target market for this car? Is it Pumi? She's a mom. She's got Carnet Jules of Rio. It's got lots of space in the car, in the boot. It's a safe car. Is that the car?
On road, off road.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's the go anywhere.
I'm very happy, Pumi, that you mentioned on-road and off-road, because, I mean, all those vehicles, your SUVs these days are 4MATIC vehicles, which means that they're fully 4x4 capable. It's just a shame. I mean, I think it's close to 1% of people that will actually use all those 4x4 systems that's come standard in the car. And, well, 99% will say, no, I feel too bad taking this car off-road. So, yes, absolutely. It's a very capable 4x4 vehicle. To answer your question on who would drive the car, I mean, I think it's a versatile vehicle. Your soccer mom will look absolutely fantastic in it. But I mean, there's other vehicles I think that would be more appropriate to them. So we've got a rule here. I mean, if you've got more than three kids, buy a bus. Because that's the most
wow.
It's true story. True story, guys. You imagine driving anywhere with four kids and everybody's got their like luggage. If you're going to the South Coast, right? Everybody's got their luggage. Then you need the V-Bus. Yes. You're not just like...
It's a bus or a trailer. You can decide, yes.
All right. So, I mean, you guys are based out in Ermelo. Now, there might be people listening all over the country, but, you know, you can go anywhere you want to buy a car. You don't have to go to the place just down the road. They might not even have the best people or the best deal or even the insights that Phil does, for example. So we're going to be talking to Phil over the course of the next couple of weeks, and we'll get to know him, and we'll get to know the people at his dealership and the kinds of cars that he supplies as well. And if you need to get hold of him, you can go to info at Devitz, that's DEWITS.co.za, and he will hopefully be able to give you advice too, because this is how you make yourself smarter. Now, have you noticed during this time, Phil, I mean, you're obviously dealing with people who are selling and buying cars all the time. What are people doing during lockdown, from your experience?
Well, you mean from a customer point of view and what we're dealing with?
Yeah, people, because their driving arrangements may have changed quite a lot during lockdown. They may be thinking of downgrading, upgrading. They might be buying a new car. They might be selling things. What's going on?
Interesting question. Yeah, I mean, so I think generally all over the automotive business, June was a good month. Obviously, April for majority of the dealers, the number of cars sold was zero.
Yeah.
So with all the expenses still there. So I think, I don't know if June was a month that we caught up for April and May, or is it just a great month? I don't know. I mean, maybe people say, listen, I'm not going to buy a new car now because let's save up for the next lockdown. We don't know. So, but there are still people that are buying cars and not cheap vehicles. I mean, it goes to 1 million, 2 million, 3 million on the vehicles that we've only sold in the month of June.
It's phenomenal.
So it's interesting. It's all over. Yeah, you can't put your finger on anything at the moment. So it's interesting.
Well, you might be interested to know that when Wuhan opened up a couple of weeks ago, when they started opening up, and you know, Wuhan is like the transport hub in China, in that part of China. One of the first industries that did actually ramp up very quickly was the automotive, because more and more people went to buy cars rather than be in the public transport system. Huh. Because you're safer when you're in your own car, right?
That's an interesting point. I hadn't thought of that.
So that was
So the China market, if we specifically go and look at Mercedes-Benz, I mean, it went down all the way to the bottom, and it just made a V-shape. And they're even stronger now than they were before lockdown. I mean, the Chinese people are just buying more cars now. When was it? January, February.
I just want to mention quickly, because you're not going to say this about yourself. You guys are quite humble, but you have won 15 Dealer of the Year awards, numerous excellence awards, and continue to strive for exceptional service in all that you do. It's an amazing dealership you got running over there. And Phil, you know what? I'm really pleased you got hold of me, because now we can have honest conversations about these things. And I will stop my moaning and bitching and whining, because today I've got to go and record the TV show, and I'm really excited to get in the car, which is not the case, you know, a couple of weeks ago, where I was miserable about having to get into that thing that I drove. And now it feels like a luxurious adventure. It's very cool. And I'm pleased that we're in touch. Yeah. And we will be talking to you again in a couple of weeks' time. That's Phil Kutzer. You can look forward to hearing more from him, and we'll talk through a couple of these cars, and hopefully we all learn along the way. Yes, Sia.
Phil, I just have one very important, pertinent question to ask about the GLC. Do you think it is a fabulous car for your boss to pick you up in and take you out on a spin? And, you know, I'm just thinking and just asking hypothetically, think if your boss was hypothetically driving one, they should be picking you up in this one?
I don't know. So would you like to sit in the front or in the back? So let's start there.
That's all.
All right. Very good. Phil, nice to talk to you, man. We'll speak soon.
Thanks, guys. CliffCentral.com.